Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great, mighty, beautiful love. We thank you for your word that it's not the word of man, but it's your word, Lord, and we can build our lives on this word, Father God, and let everything come in line with your word. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry of restoration. You are busy restoring all things. So we just thank you that this whole world, it belongs to you, Father God, all that is in it, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for your great love for us in this, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you put us in such a beautiful place. And we know, Father God, that it's been restored, it's coming back to all that you desired for it, Father God, because that is who you are. You're not a man to change their minds, Lord. So thank you, Father God, for this beautiful word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious family. We're reading Psalm 136 and speaking about the permanent, beautiful love of God. And here, what is he speaking about? He's speaking about creation. He's speaking about this world that he's put us in. So yeah, let's just read this verses, Psalm 136 from verse 5 to 8. Give thanks to the Creator who made the heavens with wisdom. His tender love for us continues on forever. To him who formed the dry ground and he raised it up from the sea, his tender love for us continues on forever. Praise the one who created every heavenly light. His tender love for us continues forever. He set the sun in the sky to rule over the day. His tender love for us continues on forever. Hallelujah. Isn't this beautiful? You know, guys, there's such attack on this creation by the Antichrist, by the sons of darkness. So, guys, we need to understand that God is not a man to change his mind. And this earth was given to mankind and specifically given to his children. He says, you know, by us partaking and holding on to this word of God and not being allowed to be distorted by the lies going on in the media and in the political circles in mankind, we understand that by the word of God that he's there to bring us into our full rights as the rulers, as the sons of God in this creation. Why? To bless the creation. The creation is waiting anxiously for the sons of God to wake up and take their rightful position. So we need to understand that the amazing love that God has for us is that he made this world to bring in his children and for him to be with his children. Where is heaven? What is the blessing of heaven there for? It's to come on the earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We say that so quickly, and then we go and believe the climate change lies, the earth is passing away. The sun is busy fading. It's not, everything's going to, everything's going to change. God is going to bring it back into its perfection. So we need to understand that as God's ambassadors, we are there to stand for the goodness of God in creation, in everything. There's nothing not made by God, and everything's got a purpose, and bring it back into its rightful purpose. That's what our calling is, being led by the Spirit. Amen. The Spirit opens up the word to us and gives us understanding, and all we need to do is stay in tune with our God and then walk in the light that he's given to us, and so we can be his ambassadors of restoration in this world. Amen. So know this world is a part of the mighty love, all the beauty, all the different colors, all the different animal. It's all of God. And you know, this is, it is, the word is sure that God has redeemed us. How's the word go? We sometimes don't hear what we should hear. How's the word go? John 3:16, God so loved the world. That is talking about everything, this world, the planets, everything in it, that he sent his son. And you see that. And then the thing is that they, in this world, there's been people that's been deceived, and that's what he's talking about as well. God so loved the world that he sent his son, that those who believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. So we've got to believe in the Son, believe in their word, and know the world has been redeemed. Amen. God has done it. His Son has come. He's paid the price, and it's been accepted in heaven. He's ruling and reigning. And he says, all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go out. Amen. Go out, make disciples. That's our thing, to go out with God and just do what he's telling us to do. And so see that. And I mean, the very next verse says, he didn't come to condemn the world, but to save it. And that's his job description. He's ruling and reigning till all darkness is taken away, and then the kingdom is coming here in totality. We got that in Isaiah 11, where the lion and the lamb is at peace, and the kid is at peace even with the cobra. That's the God we serve. And that's the gospel. And it goes on in Isaiah 11. Why is this kingdom going to come? It's because the gospel, the good news, the knowledge of God will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. So we're supposed to speak life, guys, not death. Amen. That world belongs to God. There's another Psalm 89 speaks about the moon and the sun will be there forever, forever, guys. So stay on in the word of God and stop being seduced by the deception that's going on in the world. Put your head into the word, see what it says, believe what it says, declare what it says. In Jesus' name, amen.